The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally began the journey inward, recognizing their authentic self and their capacity for being love, and choosing to live as this in all moments. This is what makes it possible to experience authentic happiness easily. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight that will show you how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices towards living a limitless potential. Join me for consciously inspired truth, divine wisdom, and new thought paradigms for living an infinitely abundant and love-filled life, here and now. Perhaps one of the greatest sources of happiness and well-being comes directly out of our ability to love ourselves and to be able to receive and internalize the positive words and actions of others, to allow the love and kindness from others to be felt deep within our being. After all, we thrive in knowing and feeling that we are loved. So how appropriate is it that we are coming up to one day of the year in which our focus is entirely on love? Predominantly romantic love, but hopefully we can also be able to think of love as a human construct that we can live as. In this episode, we examine why it is so important to be able to feel loved by others and unto ourselves, and how we can become much better at this. I invite you to find a comfortable place where you can listen, taking in the ideas, the concepts, and feeling the importance of what it means to own the love that others have for you, and to have it also for yourself, as the most definitive means of knowing your wholeness. Let's dive into this together. Something that I've been focused on in my work for the last several years is teaching clients and others how to know and feel love from within. That is, how to live as the expression of love, as the expression of spiritual, divine love, so that you can walk the earth being loving kindness with all others, even as you will not always agree with what they say or do. It's about recognizing every living being and being loving towards them as a way of being in the world. As we go through and discuss the concepts here in this episode, I'm also going to leave several resources for you so you can dive a little deeper into this way of being, that is, to take love in, to own and appreciate who you are, and to be able to live as love in the world. Do you let love in? Are you ready to? Is it possible to shower others with love and kindness, to think of others' needs, and to give ceaselessly of yourself, and yet feel unloved, unappreciated, or undeserving of love? Helping others, being kind, thoughtful, and generous of spirit is how you are love in action. And yet being love does not predicate that one is able to feel deserving or worthy of love and to let it in, to receive it fully. How is it that giving love can seem easier than receiving it? What makes it so difficult to feel loved? I think of all the caregivers in the world and the reasons for why they give. The first reason may be the most obvious, that they are simply following their instinct, They are acting on desire with the intention to do for others something that they believe will help, that will allow them to feel happy and to spread love and kindness for purely altruistic reasons. But are there other reasons for why we give? When you give of yourself, is it unconditional? Do you require anything in return? Why can it be easier to give love than to receive it? Since it is our fundamental nature to be love, naturally we want to give love to others. And we can do this even if we don't like or love who we are. If you dislike yourself or feel undeserving of love, then giving love to others is one way that you intrinsically feel better about yourself. And you should, since being loving kindness is the highest ideal to live as. If you were reared to believe that love was conditional, that you had to earn it through good behavior or tasks completed, then you may have grown up believing that you have to give and do for others first in order to receive love, acceptance, approval, or anything else that you needed. You may have also been taught that you must always give more than what you receive. Giving of yourself, seeking to please others, and placing others' needs before your own can be both a deliberate and an unconscious means of seeking love. This type of love is considered conditional. If you do not feel secure in a relationship, if you have been taught by your earliest experiences that you must do for others in order to receive love, if you find it difficult to take in, to receive words and actions depicting love that are given to you by another, then your kindness and care may at times be driven by your need and desire to feel loved. Acts of kindness, of giving and doing, are one way that we are able to show love. Yet, are we doing for others in part because we have learned through experience that we may receive love in return for our loving actions? Knowing that you are deserving of love originates in how you feel about yourself. Being secure and confident in yourself, appreciating who you are, even as you may be seeking to improve aspects of yourself, reminds you that the deepest experience of consistent and affirming love is what you feel unto yourself. It is what you are wholly responsible for. This is self-esteem, self-worth, self-confidence, and of course, self-love. When you love yourself without conditions, including the parts of you that you are seeking to change and improve by choice, then giving of yourself may be wholly altruistic, rather than out of a need to seek praise, approval, and love. Self-love and acceptance is what you may continue to foster and develop throughout your lifetime. It may be said that you can become better at loving yourself unconditionally with daily positive self-talk, right action that supports your authentic self, and the feeling of gratitude that comes with your willingness to acknowledge your goodness and all that you are. Your kindness and love in words and actions without a need or desire to receive anything in return is an example of unconditional love towards another. Unconditional love can seem fleeting at times. When you are in a positive mindset, when you are happy and confident, it is easier to like and love yourself and to be loving kindness towards others. Unconditional love is present in the moments when you are most characteristically your authentic self. This is an important reason why we all need to live honest and true to who we are, because accepting and loving our authentic self is easier when we seek to live this, to be authentic first and in all moments. Here's a question to ask yourself. Can I love and cherish myself as I am, without needing anyone to approve of or validate me? What is the true meaning of self-love? How can you practice self-love in ways that nourish and soothe you and that feel fulfilling? What is needed in order to feel self-love unconditionally and unequivocally? And to that note, I'm going to leave you several resources in the episode transcripts that delve deeper into how you can practice self-love. Not only does it feel good to contribute to another's happiness, but positive words and actions directed towards yourself helps you to feel good, deserving, and of value. And it reminds you to be mindful of the following questions. Do you rely on the praise and love of others in order to feel loved? And do you give ceaselessly to others but find it difficult to receive and internalize or own the praise and kindness that is given to you? The origins of feeling unworthy and undeserving of love have deep roots, often buried in childhood and reinforced with many experiences that you believe to be true and which caused you to discount your goodness and to feel unlovable. These core beliefs underlie the depths of your self-worth, affecting how you think and feel and what you believe about yourself. If you look outside of yourself to feel worthy and lovable, you make others responsible for your feelings. Others can never fill the void that comes with not believing in your worth. There is a specific process for learning self-love and building self-worth that I can help you with, and it includes rewriting your core beliefs. Loving yourself unconditionally is what allows you to live nourished, uplifted, and to thrive. If you want to let love in, if you want to feel more love, including more self-love, I want you to consider this strategy. It's a definition of your personal success. Create a list of the virtues and attributes that you admire and approve of, and which you already possess. Use this definition as your new measure of success. Let your definition of success be about you and not others. There needs to be no comparison, only the acknowledgement of your goodness to yourself. This definition is powerful because it identifies what you value most, and it allows you to begin to rewrite what scripts you may have in your mind that you have been taught or conditioned to believe, and which are not true indicators of your success and worthiness. Defining your personal measure of success may be a challenge if you are accustomed to being self-critical and diminishing your worth, or if you have been taught that you need to do for others in order to be deserving of their love. The objective in deciding your definition of success is to help you change the way that you think and feel about yourself and to own your worth and successes now and wholly. Focusing on your measure or definition of success reminds you of the ways in which you are already a success in your life as you define it. Once you have written this, place your personal definition of success where you can read it every day. Add to your definition each time you notice the ways in which you treat others with unconditional kindness and generosity, and as you acknowledge more of the positive virtues that you possess. Let this definition of success be the way in which you prove to yourself that you are worthy of self-love, that you are valuable and important as you are. This is how you embrace your existing success and how you intentionally raise your self-esteem and worth. This is also to help you take in the kind words, the love, the goodness of what you are. This is so that you no longer require feedback and approval of others to know that you are good enough, deserving, and lovable. Whenever you notice that you may be comparing your qualities to someone that you deem to be better than or more accomplished than you in some way, come back to your personal definition of success. Remember that this definition is driven by the values that are most important to you. When you focus back onto your own definition of success, your need to compare yourself to anyone else diminishes significantly. What you define as most important to you will be a description of what is successful to you. Let your own criteria determine what is successful. This is a reminder of your goodness, your worth, and that you are deserving of love. Let this criteria also help you set future goals based on what you truly desire, and not because of what others are doing, having, or achieving. What you define as success is also what you identify as something worth working towards. If it is a true marker of success for you, then it will be important enough for you to pursue and accomplish. When you feel value and worth, when you feel successful by your own definition, it is easier to feel deserving of love, love that is directed inward and thoroughly for yourself. How do you receive love? When you receive love, it is because you have opened your heart. You cannot receive another's kindness and thoughtful action unless your heart is open. That is, you are willing to receive love. This is also how you are able to feel love directed inward. You must be willing to practice self-kindness, self-care, and compassion, and to believe in your worthiness of deserving love. You can prime yourself for receiving love by means of your current mood state. If you are angry, sad, or any unpleasant or unwanted emotion, it will be impossible in that moment to feel the love that another is attempting to give you, whether in kind words or deliberate action. Alternatively, if you are happy, if you feel content and peaceful, and you are offered a hug, for example, it will be easy for you to receive this and to feel the loving kindness of another directed towards you. When you are happy and peaceful, when you are in the present moment, your heart is open. With your heart open, it is possible for you to feel compassion and kindness towards yourself. I also want you to know that you can learn how to open your heart at will. You can live with conscious awareness of the flow of life force energy moving through you and of feeling this energy most deeply in your heart center. Or you may be consumed by the thoughts of your ego mind. This is always a choice. When you open your heart, it is because of your conscious choice to do so. It is because you are choosing to be present in this moment, and to hold yourself open to kindness and love, to being this, and to receiving this in perfect and yet simple ways. When you perceive the world, and especially those with whom you interact, as friendly, as kind, as people doing their best, even if their best is not the same as your own, life seems to be in harmony. Things work out for you with relative ease, and you feel happiness readily. In these moments, when you attune to the energy of your heart, it feels expansive, freeing, and ever so light. You constrict the flow of this energy whenever you perceive yourself or others with harshness, negativity, and bias judgment. Just as you can learn to open your heart at will, know that you have also learned to close it. Most often we learn to close our heart energy, our heart chakra, as a form of self-protection, of needing to protect and withstand what hurt, anger, or unfair treatment, including abuse, was shown to us. We intrinsically learn to close our heart whenever we sense that we may be hurt by another, taken advantage of, or if we interpret a situation as stressful or dangerous. And we close our heart instinctively whenever we speak hurtful or critical words of ourselves. Closing our heart energy becomes a learned behavior, and one that we do instinctively, most often without realizing. Our nature is to love, and so when we have been hurt or betrayed by someone, we still want to love them. We want to still feel loved by them. In these moments, our best practice is to direct our love within, to bathe ourselves with the feeling of love experienced fully. Giving unto others opens our heart. Any action of kindness will allow us to be open to receiving love, because through giving, we are also able to receive. Living of your heart open to love transmutes into the world, and specifically as loving kindness directed towards others. The question is, how good are we at doing this for ourselves? There are three best practices for achieving self-love and for opening your heart, and these you can implement immediately. The first, kind self-talk. What you tell yourself inside your mind unto yourself are words of love and kindness, and that they are uplifting. The second best practice that will allow you to feel your heart open to self-love is gratitude and thanks for all that you are, all that you have, both in your relationships with others and as you are of your incredible self. Each one of us can be more encouraging and approving of ourselves as we are. When we teach our children that they are special and exquisite, we teach them how to love their self, regardless of what mistakes they may make. And the third best practice. The way you live will always build your feelings of worth and your love directed inward. Therefore, aim to always live in the most kind and honorable way. In summary, choose to live life seeing the good in others, being grateful for everything that you can possibly be grateful for, as well as what is still on its way to you. And trust in the power of desire to fuel your loving action, felt most beautifully directed within. If our earliest life teachings could support this natural ability to love ourselves first, and if this was consistently reinforced, we would truly be self-sustaining, able to rely on ourselves first and foremost for love, encouragement, and the knowledge that we are more than enough. When we are taught to love and cherish ourselves, then we will be more willing to follow what is best and right for who we are, rather than seek to be what others want of us, or as what we may think that others will appreciate or approve of because of our willingness to be what they desire and believe. It is the most perfect and loving gift to be able to take care of ourselves, to look after our needs first, and to do what allows us to feel our innate happiness. If you practice self-love and self-care, such as listening to and honoring what is aligned with your highest good, then you will remain on a path that supports and validates you, and that helps you to live in a way that you can feel best about yourself. It is your inherent and authentic nature to be loving, to live with your heart open, and to be kind to all others. It certainly helps when others also practice loving kindness, However, it is important to know that your natural and inherent state is one of love. It is when you live out of your ego mind that you are susceptible to critical and self-damaging thoughts, which cause you to feel unworthy, anxious, angry, or sad. This is how you close the energy of your heart, and thus your ability to feel loved, quite deliberately and often without awareness of doing so. The freedom to choose to live from your heart is your free will choice. Practice deliberately opening your heart and seek to live far more of your life with your heart open. This is how you witness what it means to live as a being of love, deliberately. Living with your heart open is the mechanism for being love, for loving kindness, and for self-love. And as I mentioned at the top of the episode, I'm going to leave you several resources for how to delve deeper into this idea, this way of being, of self-love, because I truly want you to begin to embrace it more in your life as a viable and wonderful way to walk the planet. I hope that you will truly enjoy these gifts. And finally, I can't stress enough how important it is to put words to your personal definition of success so that you can truly breathe and own this as what you are. It will do wonders for how you feel and think about yourself, and for being able to know and own your worth as others give you that positive feedback as well. And that's a wrap for both episode 16 and the first season of the Wisdom Podcast. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast, for subscribing, for sharing it with your loved ones, and of course, for all of your feedback and questions and comments. It's always so great to hear from you. In just a short while, we're going to release the trailer for season 2. I hope you'll check it out and get excited about what's to come. Thank you all again so much. Sending you all of my love. This is Dorothy. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes here. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you can share your questions and feedback from this or any episode with me, and where you'll also find the Wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, an extensive library of free guided meditations for you to experience and enjoy, plus other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.